And the award for best Yo-Yo Wiki podcast goes to, oh, exciting. Oh, it's Shalikdo, Doc Popular, Yo Yo Wiki Radio Podcast on Yo Yo Radio Wiki 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 Wiki. Welcome to the award episode, the award-winning episode of Yo Yo Wiki Podcast. My name is Dr. Popular, and of course, with me as always is the beautiful, sexy Josh Parker. Josh, how are you?
Oh, Doc, stop it. You're going to embarrass me. I'm fantastic. You know what episode this is?
Yes.
You know what episode this is? That's right. This is the reward episode. Oh, man. We're off to a fantastic start, obviously. This is the 12th episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, and this is going to be a great episode, I can assure you right now. So don't turn it off. That would be a bad thing. This is the reward episode because the Yo-Yo Wiki contest is over. We've got winners, and we're going to tell you who those winners are. And we're even going to do a live drawing for the randomly drawn winner. Isn't that exciting?
That's right. We've got the picture of the winner, and I'm going to draw them on air.
That's right. Are you going to be using pastels or chalk for that, or what's your medium?
Actually, I have quite a few mediums here and a 20-sided die. So I'm going to roll the d20, and we'll see what the person will be drawn with. You know, they might be drawn with my magnetic personality and charm.
You got lots of mediums and even a large.
How do you want to do the award episode? Do you want to go on and get that out of the way? Do you want to let them worry about it more? Let the pressure build up as they're sitting there.
Yeah, let's save that for the end of the episode.
All right. Well, so in the beginning of the episode, then let us talk about you, Josh Parker. I have heard that you have received an amazing award for best Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, and we were really keeping our fingers crossed that that Yo-Yo Wiki podcast would get the award for best Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. And it turns out that you received a package in the mail, and it was.
Well, I haven't opened it yet.
Okay.
So I've got it right here, and it says on it. The award for best Yo-Yo Wiki podcast goes to, well, it's got my name, so I'm assuming that's me. I'm going to go ahead and rip it open here. All right. Oh, awesome. There are two. Are these raiderized? College for the easily amused. Are they for real, Patrick Mitchell?
For real, Patrick Mitchell.
That's awesome.
Now, for those of you guys who, I mean, this would be pretty much anybody who wasn't a member of the Minnesota College for the Easily Amused. In the early days of the chapter, we placed a special order with Omega. We all chipped in and we bought some Raiders, well, some Fireballs actually, and some Saber Raiders with ball bearings. And we had our logo slapped on the side. And those are really extremely rare. They're cool, translucent green side caps with white ink on them, and the glow in the dark material for the body.
Yes. Oh, this is awesome. I feel like
and
a winner.
They play sweet, don't they?
Yeah.
Now you've already really been
do.
Playing a little bit of two handed. You've already played with some of his yo-yos before, right?
Yeah, I've got a set of his Raiders. Yeah. And they're
well,
sweet.
I have to say, I sent off two pairs of yo-yos. One pair for him, one pair for you, one pair for me. And ever since I've gotten them, I've just been playing two-handed almost nonstop. And I'm hoping that that maybe these will get you. Excuse me. Well, these will get you back into doing two-hand, because I know you were better at two-hand than I was when I left Minnesota. So hopefully.
That is so not even true.
Yeah, no, you were much better two-handed than I was.
No. I couldn't do two-handed until like 4 months ago. Like pretty much at all.
By two-handed, I mean standing around slack-jawed with two yo-yos. I was never able to get that. Because that's what two-handed.
I don't know. You do slack-jawed pretty well.
Yeah. You know, everybody thinks that slack came from, one-handed play, but in all actuality, it was the two-handed players who invented slack jaw. And then, the one-handed players just saw these slack-jawed, two-handed players, and they said, hey, we could do that with string and one yo-yo.
I'm pretty sure all of that is true.
It's on the wiki page.
So what's new with you, sir?
Well, I have been working relentlessly on booking the Mediocre Tour, which is the Nerdcore hip-hop tour I'm doing with Beefy and MC Router. And we're going to be in Seattle, Portland, Seattle, Chico, San Francisco, and then L.A. We're doing a couple all-ages shows, one in L.A., one in Seattle. Probably while I'm in those towns, I'll probably also get together with the Yo-Yoers or something like that, too. That'd be fun, especially the Portland crew is really nice.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
So, yeah, been working on that. I've also been working on that letter campaign to get people to write MySpace and request that MySpace adds a nerdcore hip-hop genre. So,
Yeah,
those are two things. Oh, and then, of course, tomorrow is the release, or Wednesday will be the release of my robot-themed podcast for DrownRadio.com.
So for many of the people that are listening, that's actually today.
Yeah, so hopefully by the time this is online, my other podcast will be finished and online too. It's mostly finished. I just have to record some of the little introductions and stuff like that. But I'm doing this in conjunction with a guy named Z, who runs
from a site called
HipsterPlease.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. So he's gonna release Robot Friends Module A. Simultaneously, I'll be releasing Robot Friends Model Number 001. So.
Ooh. Are you using Joy the Mechanical Boy by Self?
Freaking great idea. Yeah, I will be.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to try to fit that in. I've got. I'm not sure where, but yeah, I'll totally fit that in. I've got some really eclectic, like a lot of old music, a lot of 1950s music in the podcast. So,
all right, well, good. So, should we move on to what?
How about you? What have you been up to? I bet you've seen some really good movies.
I haven't seen a movie in a while, actually. I don't know. I've got a college class that I'm spending a lot of time with, and. And work, and my car's in the shop right now, which, is a lot of fun. And I've been playing a lot of this...
Hugo.
Yeah, that's right. I've been playing a lot of this Flash game called Motherload. Have you ever played that, Doc?
I have not played Motherload. I haven't heard of it.
It is the most addicting game on the planet. It's kind of a dig dug sort of deal. So you're digging in the dirt, digging up emeralds and stuff like that. And, you sell the emeralds for money and upgrade your vessel and stuff like that. And it is freaking addicting. I played it for a good 10 hours straight on Sunday. So, I'm not even kidding. and I can, tell you, that there are definitely no yo-yos in that game.
No yo-yos in the game. You're really being thorough, though.
Being really thorough.
In preparation for the robot podcast, I have a modified Xbox with a MAME cartridge and Nintendo emulator, SNES, Genesis. It's got everything on it. So I've been pretty much playing any robot themed game I could, and that has not helped me at all get my podcast done. So
yeah,
I'm really tempted. Right, I've been playing this one Xbox game called Gunmetal, which is really freaking sweet. I never heard of it before, but it's a really kick-ass game. Cool. It's basically one of those Robotech kind of knockoffs where you're like a plane that turns into a robot kind of thing. But the plane control is really good, and the robot control is really good. It's just a cool game. So,
well, speaking of cool games.
Yes, yes.
It is now time for the number one podcast game show sensation that has been sweeping the nation. That is Name That Yo-Yo. You want to explain the game here, Doc?
Okay, Name That Yo-Yo. One of us will be throwing a yo-yo of some sort, and you know, making sure there's a good recording of how it sounds spinning. And the other person will try to determine what yo-yo it is based on the sounds coming from the yo-yo. If they don't get it from that, if they guess wrong, they get one clue, and from that clue, you know, they either get it or they don't. And you know, no prizes or anything. It's just exciting. It's fun. And the yo-yo is being played with a stock yo-yo, correct?
The one I'm using is slightly modified, but not to the point that it would change the sound or anything. So
okay, all right.
So that it might even be it. I don't really know.
Josh, right. I don't have a yo-yo today, so you'll be the only one doing this today.
Wait, can I guess? I'm just going to go ahead and guess without you throwing a bolt.
Yeah, that's right. That's great. Yeah, because that's all I ever play with. It's a bolt.
All right. All right, so here goes my throw. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's me doing a ring grind there, right there.
Oh, that's a clue right there. All right, ring grind. Ooh. It sounds like a smaller bearing. It obviously has a thumb ring to it, maybe even a little groove for the ring, which would knock off like yo-yos, like the Fast or any of those. Because I don't think any of those have thingies. I'm going to say the Underdog.
Oh, you got it,
Schmidtway.
You got it exactly right.
All right.
I've filled the recess with silicone, so that's the modification. But oh, it plays so good.
I have never thrown one of those. I don't think.
I think you threw mine at BAC last year, but it wasn't in very good working condition.
Oh, okay.
So that was it. That was the game show podcast sensation that is sweeping the nation. Name That Yo-Yo. Name that.
What was your clue going to be?
Oh, the clue is going to be, I don't know, some slightly mean-spirited comment about Matt Schmidtway, I'm sure.
About being at his grandmother's house all the time.
The maker of this yo-yo looks like he's 12 years old.
In order to purchase this yo-yo, you'll have to go to the maker's grandmother's house to find him.
The maker of this yo-yo almost didn't complete the project because he had to have dinner with his grandparents.
It's anyway, we don't have to explain that. So we have some scuba expert that's going to talk to us today. We should get to that, and then we'll announce the winners for the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
On the call now, we've got Steve Buffel. You know him as Scuba Steve. He is the creator of Saturn Precision Yo-Yos and has done a lot of stuff with that. Welcome to the podcast, Steve.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get you on because you're doing, it seems like, a lot of stuff over there with Saturn Precision Yo-Yos. And you were spreading some pictures around of the Addict with a beautiful green color. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about the Addict?
Well, the Addict is kind of an evolution. My first yo-yo was the Radian, then came out with the Mark II after that. But I decided I was maybe looking for something that suited more of the hardcore players, so decided to go a little wider, a little lighter, maybe do some different finishes on it. And, you know, just tried to basically evolve the product as much as I could. And just recently finished bead blasting and hand finishing the latest run of Addicts this weekend, and sent them off for anodizing. So I'm looking forward to seeing them done. They're going to look pretty cool.
Oh, great!
For sure.
Well, I look forward to seeing
those.
They
look cool now.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Doc.
The green Addict that's on your site right now on SaturnPrecisionYoyos.com.
Yes.
That is not currently bead blasted,
that actually is bead blasted, and basically I've dialed down the process and tried to get the finish really smooth and silky. So believe it or not, that actually is bead blasted.
Oh wow, it looks really good. It looks like it'd be fun to throw. I can see sort of a satininess to it, I guess.
There is a little satininess. the conventional anodizing process where you just buff and anodize gives more of a glossy finish, and it ends up being a little grippy on the skin. The bead blasting, as most of you guys know, makes for a pretty smooth player and great for grinds. But I didn't want to go too aggressive with the bead blasting because it definitely makes a yo-yo hard on strings, which is no fun when your yo-yo takes off down the street after your string mm-hmm. breaks. So I've tried to evolve the process a little bit. I'm also working on another coating for the next run of Radians. It's actually going to be released as a Radian Mark III because there has been a revision to the gap width. And I won't say too much about that, but it's going to be really cool. I think it'll be another good addition to the SPY product lineup.
All right.
Well, cool. I saw that you're using diff pads for your yo-yos. What's the reasoning? I mean, like, what made you come to the decision that was like the best response for your yo-yos?
I've had a lot of confidence in the Diffio products, and I think Frank is a really good guy to work with. He's established himself as a leader in the industry. There might be other pads that might suit other players, but I think the diff pads provide pretty consistent response throughout their life, and seem to suit most players. You know, as the gaps get wider, maybe the pads need to be a little more grippy. But I've decided to work my yo-yo around that for now, and seem to be having pretty good luck with it. The yo-yo is actually designed specifically around the Diffio friction sticker or diff pad, and it has a small raised ring around the bearing, which basically prevents the string from directly contacting the pad close to the bearing, which increases the life of the pad. So,
oh, sure.
I pretty much started with a diff pad, and you know, until I find something better, we'll probably stick with that for now because it seems to work pretty good in the yo-yo.
All right. Have you tried doing recessed flowable silicone? Because I'm going to tell you, that's me and Doc's favorite response.
I haven't tried it yet, to be honest with you. I know it sounds like it's a great innovation to yo-yos, and I am definitely considering it for future runs. It does mean a slight revision to the programming and the process of how they're manufactured,
sure.
But it's, you know, it's not a huge undertaking. But I'm looking forward to prototyping some of the yo-yos and giving it a try and seeing what I come up with.
Neat. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the process? Are these machined in-house?
Yes, I'm an employee of BRC Engineering, which is a small engineering firm with a large CNC machine shop. So there's two professional engineers. I'm an engineering technologist, and the three of us do most of the design in-house. And we have a variety of CNC machines. The machine that produces most of the SPY product is actually a twin spindle machine, so it's kind of like two lathes that are connected together. So as 4-foot-long bars of aluminum are fed into the machine, it'll machine out the front side of the yo-yo where the spike is. And then once it's done doing the back side and the curve, the second spindle will reach over, grab it, and then it'll cut the piece off. It'll then start machining the back side of that piece while it starts the front side of another, so it's doing kind of both at the same time. And what I end up with is a yo-yo that's very precise, runs very true and concentric, and is very consistent from one batch to the next, and piece to piece to piece is very consistent.
Wow, that sounds incredibly awesome. Are these yo-yos almost released by BRC, or are you paying to have these made?
I'm an employee of BRC, but they treat me like a customer when it comes to yo-yos. So I issue them a purchase order, and they manufacture to my requirements. So I've designed the yo-yos, and I supervise the production of the yo-yos, but our lead hands and senior machinists are the people responsible for actually programming the machine and, for the most part, running the machine.
Okay, sure. Well, that's really cool. And what do you use for bearings in there?
I based my designs around the 5x11x5 size. I can't remember what the letter designation is. What is it, a D? I'm not sure off the top of my head. But it's the same size bearing that the H-spins use. And
okay.
Which is kind of nice. Originally, when I was looking for a bearing size, I was trying to go with something similar to a Duncan freehand type size, but I wanted to get a wider gap and not have issues of the string slipping between the bearing and the yo-yo. So I just came across the wider size and the slightly larger diameter, and it seemed to work pretty well in the design, and it worked well with the size of response mechanism I wanted to use, so it just seemed like a natural fit. And you can go pretty wide with the yo-yos without risk of causing any string slippage issues. The Mark II was supplied with shims, and people could shim them out pretty wide to accomplish a pretty massive gap.
So the shims that you have available on your site, and you've got 0.01 and 0.015 shims, are those like, would they fit like yo-yo jam yo-yos as well, or do they only work on your yo-yos?
They might fit yo-yo jam yo-yos. They're a 5mm in a diameter. I know that some people are using on them on the H-spins. I guess as long as it contacts the inner race of the yo-yo, you could give them a try. They're fairly precise in their thickness, and there's no sharp edges on or anything, so they seem to work pretty consistently, and, you know, a cheap investment if somebody wanted to give it a try.
Awesome. Well, so other than your next batch of yo-yos, the MK3 is coming out. It's going to be a slightly different shape. Do you have anything kind of more drastically planned already, or are you still kind of making modifications to your existing yo-yos?
Well, I'm trying to refine the two existing yo-yos, and, you know, I do want to keep it fresh and keep it real and keep it new, because I know there's a lot of talk of metals kind of flooding the market, and, you know, I guess when it comes down to it, it's still a yo-yo, it's still a butterfly shape. How different can it really be? But by trying to make them as accurately and as precise as possible, I think I'm providing a pretty good product for the money. But that being said, I don't want my product lineup to go stale or to be boring in any way, so I am thinking of different things to do. I haven't really come across what it'll be yet, but I definitely have plans to evolve the product and to come up with a few new models for sure.
Cool. That's great.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm wondering, where can somebody pick up one of these if they wanted to?
You can pick it up from any of the popular online stores. I don't think I need to name them. I'm sure everyone knows who they are.
Okay, but it's all the stores. Okay.
Yeah, all the big stores have them.
Okay. They've got both
some
Attics.
Some of the smaller stores. Sorry, go ahead.
And they've got both Attics and Radian Mark IIs. Is that stuff that's still in stock, or do you think everybody's sold out right now?
I believe the Mark IIs are sold out. The last one of those was the Black Bead Blasted version. Some stores still have the Red Attics, from what I've heard, and most of the stores will be getting the new Dark Green Addict, and most likely the Mark III when that comes out. I do also have plans to produce a very limited run of the Super Light, which some people may have seen on the boards. It's basically a Mark II that's been machined out, so it looks more like a mag wheel or something to that effect.
I remember when you posted that.
Yeah, it plays fairly well. You know, there are compromises when you do something like that, but I think it's pretty neat looking, and it's fun because of the reduced weight. It makes for a pretty quick yo-yo, and I think it's something that some of the collectors would definitely appreciate having in their collection.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that selling. I don't think I would play with one myself, but
no. Yeah, there's been comments that it must be like a cheese grater or something on your fingers, and
yeah,
it's not that it's hazardous or anything, and it doesn't cut string, but you wouldn't want to be doing any thumb grinds with it because it does get pretty grabby in there.
Yeah, I could see that being painful. If you've ever gotten your thumb stuck up in a 401k, I could see that being almost twice as painful.
Yeah,
I did on prom night. That happened to me.
Oh,
really sucked. Yeah, not fun. Well, that's cool. I want to let all the listeners know that if they want to see some of the videos of people playing with Radiants, or one of the cooler videos on your site is the actual manufacturing from the machine, they can definitely check out SaturnPrecisionYoyos.com. And there's also like some really cool wallpapers you have on here too. The I Spy something blue one I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, mostly it's been, you know, people that have purchased the products and have contributed to the website. My web development skills are pretty limited. I prefer to keep my head in the yo-yo design, but I do appreciate the content that people have contributed, and I think it's pretty neat to check out. So yeah, and if you don't like typing in SaturnPrecisionYoyos.com, because I know that I don't, you can also go to spy.ca.
Okay. Well, speaking of the CA, I'm detecting an accent in your voice. Where exactly are you from?
I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, way up here, way in the north. I think it's close to 0 degrees right now and snowing.
And, yeah, well, the same is true in Minnesota where I am, so.
No, okay. We're about an hour east of the Rocky Mountains. Lots of great skiing around here. Calgary is said to be the sunniest city in Canada, so if you like sunshine, it's a place to be. But it does get cold in the winter.
So what's the scene like there in Calgary, the yo-yoing scene?
Non-existent. Ah. I have met one other player here in Calgary. He stopped by the shop for a tour, and I also had another player come in from Vancouver, the west coast of Canada. He was in town for Christmas and stopped in to pick up a yo-yo in person. And I do appreciate those visits, so thanks, guys. But there isn't much of a scene here at all. It's been pretty stale for quite some time. There's one store, one specialty toy store that sells the Attics, but it's... I don't know why there isn't more of a scene. It's just not something that's caught on. There haven't been any clubs formed or any real push. I always try to get all my friends into it, and they love the yo-yos, but after smashing them on the floor a few times, I think they get kind of tired of the whole thing, and unfortunately they don't pursue it.
Well, sometimes it's just a matter of making a club and meeting regularly, and people start showing up. That's what we did in Minneapolis here, and I don't know, we've been doing it for 6 years now, so.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think once the product gets kind of ironed out and there's a little more time on my hands, I wouldn't mind starting something up or even just meeting with some people. I know the guys at Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works. Yeah, yeah, the guys up in Edmonton, they're about 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours from here, so there was talk of meeting at some point, and I think that would be pretty fun.
Yeah, that doesn't
seem
those, like
those guys are cool.
Too bad of a drive.
They love to show you their G-strings, so watch out for
them. And they've got cool names. Yeah.
Oh, Chris McCoolin.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to talk about, Steve?
No, I just appreciate you guys making the effort to be in touch with me. It's nice to hear from other guys in the industry and other players. If anybody has any insights or thoughts or any suggestions, feel free to drop me a private message through the boards or shoot me an email, spy@shaw.ca, or you can contact me through my website. But just like to thank everybody for their support and their honesty and their constructive criticism, and I hope to continue producing stuff that people enjoy.
All right. Well, we will continue playing with it and enjoying it. It was good talking
Thanks
to you.
Thanks very much.
Yep, bye.
Very nice talking to you guys, and appreciate you spending the time.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming on the show with us.
Cheers.
Yep, bye. What? Well, we've got the YoYoWiki contest results to give you, and that's it. So what do you think about the YoYoWiki contest there, Doc?
I am very excited about the YoYoWiki contest. I have been, as you know, just waiting on the YoYoWiki boards, just reading everything that comes up, anxiously predicting who I think would win. Every time I thought that somebody was doing really well, it would turn out that the pages would get deleted because of bad spelling errors or things like that. So apparently I wasn't very, very spot on with my predictions.
Yeah, my favorite page that got created was for the Midwest Regionals. So obviously there was a typo right there in the title. And I don't know, it had factual problems as well, such as saying that Indiana was part of the Midwest Regionals. And it's a duplicate page to boot. That had to be deleted. But otherwise, we had lots of great entries. We had over 4,000 edits over the course of January. 4,000 edits. How about that?
That's a lot of edits. And those were actually all on my profile. Those were all changes done to my profile. So if you really think about it, that's just a good like slice of the pie. Of the 4,050 actual edits for the month that didn't involve just my page. So which category are we going to start off with first? First a recap of the categories. One is for the best editor in the month, the person who has been the most prolific, but also useful, not just writing a bunch of stuff, but writing good stuff, good quality stuff. The other is for the person who created the best new page. And the final is for some random schmuck who didn't do anything except for create a little profile and, capitalize a letter somewhere. We're going to randomly give them an award. I think we should give them a random award. But anyway.
Well, some of the stuff that they're getting are pretty random anyway, so... But
what are the prizes again?
All right. Well, I've got those. I wrote them down and decided who was getting what. So, and here it is. The winner of the person that has the best new page will be getting The Peak by Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works. They will be getting a pack of G-String by Paul Wallace. They will be getting... the DVD, Jackie Chan's New Fists of Fury, courtesy of Takeshi, and some other random stuff from Takeshi. I just want to comment on the Peak here for a moment, because the Peak that they sent me is raw, so I've actually got it out right now, and it's getting bead blasted and anodized and laser engraved with the words YoYoWiki Contest Winner. So that'll be a pretty special thing.
Who's doing all that work?
I've got a friend.
cool.
His name's Jesse, and he works in a... It's awesome. His dad owns a custom gun manufacturing shop. They don't manufacture guns, but they customize them. And they do a lot of anodizing and things like that. So,
cool. Well,
yeah.
Do you want to announce who gets that prize now? Who gets the best editor?
Yeah, absolutely. And the winner of that category. Do I get a drum roll here? No. And the winner of the best new page for the Yo-Yo Wiki contest is Anson. I don't know what his real name is, of course. That's kind of a flaw in our system. But his username on Yo-Yo Wiki is Anson. And he's winning for creating the page for the Haiku Leo. He did a lot of pages about haiku, and really any of them could have won. But the page for the Leo is particularly good. And so we want to thank Anson for his contributions there and give him a round of applause. We'll be sending that stuff your way just as soon as we figure out who the heck you are.
The extreme limit of the function beginning now, Leo. Huh?
Yes.
The extreme limit of the function beginning now, huh? That's good. That is good. That is good Yo-Yo Wiki editing right there.
That's good writing right there. All right. And the next category is for best edit. Now, this was an existing page that somebody went in and tidied up, maybe Wikified, added some content, original content, and made it look really good and really comprehensive. Now, the winner of this category will get The Dirt by Russell Andert. You remember we talked to him a couple weeks ago about the yo-yos that he makes.
He's a small fella.
Very good guy. They will also get a T-shirt, courtesy of Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works, with a really cool design on it. They will get some G-String by Paul Wallace and other random stuff from Takeshi. I love The Dirt. Have I mentioned that? That I love my dirt? Fantastic.
Yes. I have heard you talk about The Dirt. Yes.
Alright, the winner of this category... Get a drum roll again here. The winner of the best edit of the Yo-Yo Wiki contest is You Can Doo-Doo. It's a very immature username, but very hilarious.
You're saying it wrong. You were saying it wrong, though. It's Yun Can Doo-Doo, or Dodo.
It says you can do.
Y-U-N-C-A-N, like Duncan, but with Yunkin. And then instead, it's Duncan Yo-Yo, but it's Yunkin Dodo.
Dodo.
But it does.
Oh, I can see
like
that.
Doo-doo.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. You can do.
No, it's just you know, some people.
And he is winning for his edits and contributions on the Tom Kuhn page. When he started, it was little more than two lines of text, and now it's a very, very full article about who Tom Kuhn is and what yo-yos he's made. So we want to thank Yunkin Dodo about that for that, and we'll get in touch with you and figure out how to get you your stuff.
So he, I mean, that was just an example. The Tom Kuhn page was an example of some of his editing. He's been a really prolific editor, especially with the Super Yo and quite a few different specific brands. Basically, anything that was around when you and I first started, he made sure it had a good proper thing. So it's not all like he's not like doing all the new yo-yos that came out. He's kind of helped documenting, which is what the whole purpose of the wiki's for.
Right.
Way to go, Yunkin Doo-Doo.
Yep, and he's contributed a lot of stuff on just Tom Kuhn Yo-Yo pages, including pictures from his own collection and stuff like that, which we appreciate so much.
We love those original photos.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So we've got two great winners so far, and they're both both well deserving of it. They have great pages they've worked on.
Yep. And the final prize category for the random winner will win a custom Takeshi modified Franken-Yo. It's a recessed silicone Duncan Avenger with Hitman rings on it. It's really a beautiful yo-yo and a lot of fun to play with. They will also get some G-String by Paul Wallace. The DVD, To Kill with Intrigue, with Jackie Chan, that's courtesy of Takeshi, and some other random
that's
stuff.
It's just so funny, To Kill with Intrigue. It sounds like you're killing a cat. Yeah. Like, ooh, what's in the box? Don't you wonder? And then curiosity eventually kills it.
Yeah. All right, so what I've got here is I've got a hat full of all the names of all 40 contributors for the month of January. And I'm shaking it up here, shaking it up, and I'm holding it over my head, and I'm going to draw out a random name right here. All right, I've got one in my hand. Let's see. And the winner of the randomly drawn winner is GHB8426. So congratulations to you. We'll figure out how to get in touch with you and get you all the fabulous stuff you've won. How about that?
That's fantastic. Are you maybe on the front page? I don't know if you can do this, but maybe you can post the three winners, like a link to the three winners' profiles on the front page.
That'd be awesome. I certainly can. Yeah.
To yoyowiki.org, so people can just check that out.
Yep. And I'd like to take a moment to read the names of all the contributors for the month of January and just personally thank them. That includes 90 Miles Per Hour Spin, Anson, Bazooka Joe, Blade Factor, Cymbal Monkey, Doc Pop's Disciple, Extra, Fast 201, FNGOs, Gecko Guy, Goody, Greg Leo, G. Simeon, that's Paul Wallace for those who are keeping track, Igor, Insane, Jayco, GHB8426, Jojo22802, Jay Scruffy, Kinopa, who we've had on the show before, Live for Today, Minimo2, Moyo, Mr. Bone 92, Nadas 6, Nate Renegade, Old Yo Yo Guy, Photo Geek, Revolution Yo Yo, Sarah Jones, Stupendous, Svat Det, Takwing, Tild, Uncle Steve, Yo Whatever, Yo Yo Jam 55, and Yunkin Dodo. Those are all the people who contributed besides myself and Wilfred in the month of January, and I want to thank all of you for your help on this. This contest was a smashing success, and it was because of you that. So thank you for that.
Yay! That was a cool contest. Let's do one again in February.
Well, maybe not February, but soon.
March.
All right.
Okay, fine.
Do we have anything else to talk about here?
No, baby. That was it. You know, I'm very, very happy with how things turned out. And,
I'm pretty happy about it too. Here. Yeah. This was a very good episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast where we tell you what to think of the episode. All right. Thanks for listening. If you're listening on Yo-Yo Radio, we appreciate it. And if you're listening on the podcast feed, we appreciate that just as much. This was another fantastic episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. For Doc Popular, I'm Josh Parker. We'll see you next week.
Bye.